now the site of the Big 600, CKSP, which stands for Sher-e-Punjab. That's what the SP stands for in the call sign.
Are they using that site, the one on 176 now for 600?
Yep, precisely. The old CJOR 600, if you remember that station, is now rebranded to CKSP, and they are at that location, Port Kells, I think is the name of that area. Yep, that's where they are. And CKNW, what was the Big 980, is now the Big 730 in Burns Bog.
Yeah, much better, newer transmitter. But I didn't realize that 600 took over that old 176 site. Wow, that is just a power hog and dirty transmitter that doesn't do much.
Yep, I remember using a weed whacker to knock down a lot of the weeds that were growing up around the transmitter towers. Yeah, there's four antenna towers there. Yep, 50,000 watts. That's a lot of juice, lots of amps. Wonder what the electricity bill is.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not into commercial radio broadcast, but I tell you, I love the stuff. There's a guy on YouTube called Gearling Engineering, G-E-E-R-L-I-N-G, Engineering. And these two are engineers for a whole bunch of California sites. I love looking at transmitter rooms. And what about WLW? There you go. Now, there's some history there. 500,000-watt AM transmitter. Oh, the equipment, the gear. It blows my mind, especially the stuff's in the 40s. You know, the era where you had to have a building with two floors just for all the equipment. Unbelievable. V7HHI in the group to take it, VE7OR.
Yeah, VE7HHI, Bruce in Cloverdale. WLW, is that Rock of the World in New Orleans? I remember that station. That's a blast from the past.
Yes, it is, sir. But if you ever get on YouTube, check out Gearling Engineering. These two guys, father and son, they got some quite amazing videos of some of the new stuff and some of the old transmitter sites. Beautiful. I love that. I hope don't talk about AM transmitters and that. I actually go crazy. You know, when I was a kid, I really wanted to become electrical engineer. I knew Steve Hemingway. I don't know if you knew him. Before, I don't know what happened, he passed on or whatever, but he used to be the engineer for QMFM up on Seymour. I've been in that site. Wow, that thing is amazing.
Ah, near Burrard and Davy, or Drake in that area. CKWX was around there too, the Big 1130.
Anyway, if you get to look at Gearling Engineering or look up Jeff Gearling, they took a piece of a hot dog on a piece of wooden pole, grounded, and of course the tower is the antenna, and they were actually making the hot dog talk, and it was cooking. It was really cool, man. Just amazing. You definitely do not want to ground short yourself to one of these structures when it's transmitting.
Now, that's what got me interested in broadcasting years ago. When I was in the seventh grade, I used to, growing up in Tawasin, listen to radio stations from all over North America on medium wave at night. So your KFI Los Angeles, which I still have a mic flash from, and XETRA in Tijuana, Mexico, KGO, KSL, all those radio stations. And then started to log them, and I got up to about 150 radio stations on the MW band.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, it's a sad irony with all this internet stuff, and of course satellite, and actually satellite transmission, even for television broadcasts, is kind of falling apart. It's really not needed anymore. A lot of the main satellites up in space are pretty well going to be disconnected from broadcasting, even television broadcasts. But it's really sad to see stations like BBC, Voice of America, huge tower structures on shortwave being torn down. It's quite a sad era for engineers or those that used to listen to Grumdigs and old shortwave radios back in the day there. What do you think of that?
Oh, for sure. And that was the magic. I mean, for me, there's nothing better than being out in the evening, a hot summer night, or the dead of winter, and just seeing the stars and then listening to these faint signals and picking up even the smallest little 5,000-watt station or 1,000-watt station somewhere in a small town somewhere in North America. And, of course, they always had, back in the 70s, late 70s into the 80s, they had their own programming at night with their own DJs. So you could be listening to Fresno, and they would have their own person in there, and they're always IDing, and you had the White's radio log, so you'd look it up and then log it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, when you were in the broadcast industry, I see you and Rox, what were you guys running for AM transmit? I presume some of the newer stuff, not really new. Any of the NX Siri transmitters?
Yeah, I remember the transition from AM mono to AM stereo. That was in around the period of 1982, 83, and thereabouts. I remember converting or turning Jack Cullen's studio to AM stereo or adaptability. Holy smokes, that was one of my hobbies, AM DXing, well, FM too, on the broadcast bands going right back to elementary school. Yeah, WWL 870 New Orleans, used to hear them, and used to listen to Wolfman Jack on XERB 1090, used to boom in here, XERF on 1570. Yeah, a lot of memories there.
Yeah, well, it's all gone now. How about 1,120 feet or 340 meter super tower down in California? It runs 1 million watts. Yeah, you got to check out these guys on YouTube, these two engineers. This structure is absolutely incredible. And the technology inside the building just blows my mind.
Wow. The Mexican border blockers, they were in the neighborhood of 150,000 to 250,000 watts. It's a lot of juice. Used to hear XEX 730. In Mexico City, they used to boom in here. I got QSL cards from a lot of these stations. XELO 800 in Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua. Lots of Mexican stations I would hear. Yeah, it was quite something back in the day. A lot of AM stations are moving to FM. You know, on Vancouver Island, there's only one AM station left on all of Vancouver Island, CFAX 1070.
I had to get the Red Eye involved with this. You know, this is probably going to be the topic of the night. ERP, effective radiated power, 1 million watts, super tower. If you get a chance, HHI, check out Geerling Engineering, GEERLING Engineering, and look at their 1 million watt FM super tower. That thing is amazing. They give you a tour inside. Oh, this is more high tech, technical equipment, because of course it's all been overhauled in its years. But you got to watch them fry a hot dog too on a tower. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've got to check that out. I just jotted it down. I'll check it out in the morning. But, yeah, that sounds interesting. You got to think how expensive that is. And, you know, sign of the times, back in the 40s, CKWX had a staff of 12 people, including a receptionist, at their engineering site, believe it or not, which is just blows my mind that they would actually have full-time staff, not even at the studio site, but at the engineering, and they had 12 people there on staff. I mean, that was amazing, but that's also a time when they had a full-time employee piano player at CKWX.
Wow, that's wild. That's incredible. Yeah, broadcasting was a different era in the 60s, 70s. I'm kind of jealous of you and Rox had the opportunity to share those type of moments of that type of part of the industry. That's absolutely amazing. I was fascinated even in the 80s going up to the QMFM site and seeing this massive, massive tube. I've never seen a tube so big in my life inside a transmitter lit up with a nice warm glow transmitting FM broadcasts. It just blew my mind.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, when I'm in at CKNW now, to see the rack and see what it looks like is so completely different with everything digital and the scopes on it. It looks like you know, it's got 3D scopes on it. It's just a fascinating thing to see the difference.
Well, I go back, not as intense as you guys, but even with QMFM when they went, speaking of broadcasting, yes, 1983, 85, stereo. I was, 1985, I started with Sony of Canada, and of course the transistor radio and that. Sony was one of the leaders for AM radios in stereo. That was quite a technology. And I think a lot of things changed in broadcast industry. This is my opinion. You guys can say I'm right or wrong, but when MP3 came out, everything went computerized, music and that. You didn't even need a DJ anymore. You just programmed your show in, and away it would go automatically.
That is, in fact, what happened. And I remember working at CFBR 850 in Abbotsford, and it was during the time when I started there, would have been 1987, and I worked there until 1990. But in 87, it was all 45s and turntables. When I left 3 years later, they had a room that was the computer room that had all the music on it, and they had fans in there to keep everything cool. And the amount of memory was equivalent to what the first iPod had.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you kind of reflect on that. Has the eras really changed? I'm not just talking the broadcast industry, you know, losing jobs and what have you to technology, but boy, this AI stuff really scares the crap out of me.
Yep, kills creativity and just replicates, and every version of the new replication is worse than the previous one.
Yeah, it's a sad time. It's a sad time that, you know, I see the benefits in some form or manner of artificial intelligence, but at the same time, it's slowly belittling our capabilities of jobs and a whole bunch of other stuff, unless you're a computer geek and know all the technical stuff and designing that stuff. But it's a different time. It's a sign of the times of things changing, so... very interesting indeed. Well, I'm really enjoying the red eye tonight. I like technical nets. I like learning and hearing other experiences, especially with two old seniors in here that were in the broadcast industry. I find this very enlightening. Yes, I do have interest in other passions other than CB radio here. I mean, amateur radio.
It sounds almost like the old days of CB, and I mean that in a good way, not in a snobby, bad way.
Oh, no, everything is good at the Red Eye. We all play in a good way, right, Rock?
Oh, we always do things in a good way.
Yeah, we were taught by Brad to do things in a proper way. You know, face your fears, but do it with some... serenity in the process. Johnny, are you still in there? Present and accounted for. Okay. Speaking of new technology, you know a lot about new technology. You are one of our advanced AI groupies of Chinese taking over all our real equipment in North America. Share some thoughts here, my friend.
I am definitely concerned with AI, and I never thought that I would actually see negative effects of AI in my lifetime, but I guarantee that we're going to see some pretty major stuff coming here. Yeah, it's kind of scary. It's concerning. It's already starting to show all kinds of